Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. A recent retirement readiness report showed that one-third of the people between the ages of 55 and 64 haven't saved anything for retirement. Our next guest says that though some of these people may feel their retirement situation is hopeless, there are many actions they can take to get themselves back on track. Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with DeHollander & Jantz in Greenville. Roy, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
You're telling me that these people don't have to just work until they're 80?
I don't know whether they're all going to have to work till 80, but there are certainly various steps that people can take to try to avoid that scenario as well. But you bring up a good point, is that postponing retirement probably will become part of the strategies they use. Obviously, the advantage of postponing retirement is not only does that give you more time for you to save and for your savings to grow, but also you have less years when you're pulling out of your nest egg to support yourself in retirement. The other side benefit of that as well is that you have more years when you can potentially let your Social Security continue to grow, which if you're not tapping into it every year, it's kind of increased by about 8%, which can make a big difference later on as well. Another one to consider is working part-time in retirement, which can seem like a little bit like an oxymoron, but what we're seeing more and more are people stepping into retirement slowly, either going to a part-time status or perhaps going from a higher-paying, more stressful type of job to a lower-paying but less stressful job that they can feel comfortable carrying on for another 5 years or longer.
Is it realistic to ask these people between these ages, late 50s, early 60s, to just go ahead and start saving pretty good-sized amounts?
Well, certainly. The problem with it is that if you only have 4 or 5 years to do extra savings, the actual impact of that probably is not going to be too significant. And then the other piece with that, of course, is not just the savings, but where are you saving? So taking advantage of tax-deferred or tax-free programs through your company, such as a 401k, tax-free Roth IRAs, or for business owners, they can also utilize a lot of other strategies like cash balance plans, where in literally 4 or 5 years, they can save hundreds of thousands of dollars into a tax-deferred account. So there are some opportunities with it, but you're right. With only a few years, the impact is going to be more limiting.
And now these people in this age group, of course, can now put more money into those tax-deferred retirement plans because of their age, right?
Correct. If you're over 50, there's a catch-up provision where with your 401k, you can save another $5,500 each year for your IRA, such as your Roth IRA. You can save an extra $1,000. So that can certainly help as well.
I guess you could just start spending less so you could save more, right?
Well, and I think that's always a big piece, too, is that if you're going to be saving more, it's going to have to come from somewhere. And unless you've just got a big raise, you're probably going to have to start spending less to create additional discretionary cash flow to save, which also is another piece, is that really taking a hard look at your expenses and seeing if there's certain things you can cut back and really reduce your lifestyle. So again, that nest egg is going to go farther in those retirement years.
Roy, we're just about out of time. Any final tips here for our savers in this later age group?
Sure. Just a couple other quick thoughts. One is to look at accessing other assets, such as someone's home. Obviously, downsizing a home in retirement can help free up a lot of money to be used for sustaining one's lifestyle. Also, considering a reverse mortgage, this is definitely come much more into the mainstream. Not all reverse mortgages are equal, and certainly people need to do their due diligence with it, but it is a viable option. One piece I will caution people trying to do is simply get a higher rate of return on their investments, as this can be very problematic. Often when people are comfortable with increasing the risk in their investment portfolio, it's just the time when the market's peaking and perhaps the next correction is about to begin. And big believer in better to adhere to a long-term investment plan that as an investor you can maintain through both the ups and the downs in the market. And I guess if nothing else, probably be a good time to start being extra nice to those children and grandchildren, just in case you need to go over there for a couple of days a week. But hopefully that's not the final answer with it.
Yeah, hopefully not. All right, Roy, great information. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with De Hollander and Jantz Financial Group, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville. And remember, you can hear this show again at our website, etvradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.